The past few months have been busy.
Very busy.
Give us an update on what's to come in Warsaw.
Yeah, so currently the day program is coming along in Warsaw. We hope to have the Excel program open June 1st. Currently, we are in the licensure phase with DMH. So we have different sets of inspections going on. We've got people from DMH coming, the state fire marshal, all of that fun red tape that we're working through right now. But things are going well. And so the program should be scheduled to open and clients involved starting June 1st.
I'm Stacey Owen. I'm the co-host for Hopeful Connection, and I have Danielle Coffey sitting down with me today. She's the program director for community services, and we're going to talk about Excel services and what's to come later this year.
Yeah, very excited to be here.
Okay, six programs in 5 years.
It's been a wild ride. As you know, 5 years ago, we opened our first day program, which was NICSA. And looking over all of the different reasons that we chose certain locations and why programs were open, I think help guide us into what's our next step, which we really took into consideration with Warsaw. So, for example, we opened the NICSA program in Christian County because there was a need. There were a lot of individuals in that area who needed day program supports, and we were able to fill that role. Or fill that need in the community, and then that program has just continued to grow over the past 5 years. After that, we had identified Kirksville, Missouri, and Buffalo, Missouri as good opportunities for a day program. We had lots of individuals in those areas that needed that service, and so that was similar to Christian County in the sense that we knew there was a need we could fill there. A little different situation in Springfield. In Springfield in 2021, we had another provider that was providing day program services. They closed their day program. They had somewhere between 30 and 40 individuals in that program who were then facing losing their services. That really can affect not only their daily lives, but the daily life of their caregivers. So we had individuals who lived at home with mom and dad, and mom and dad had full-time jobs, and they have to be able to maintain those jobs in order to care for their child. And so we were able to open a day program in the same location. A lot of the same individuals attended, which was really nice because they were in the same place. They had the same friends. So we were able to maintain that stability for them, which was really awesome. And then that was all in 1 year, which was crazy and a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it was Willow Springs. So that was a rural area, not a lot of services in that area. And we were able to fill a gap there. And then Warsaw came about. So we have five individuals currently attending the Buffalo program. We're able to identify they're traveling a long ways from Warsaw area to Buffalo. They're spending a lot of time in the vehicles, which is not ideal. It takes away from, you know, their evenings and their mornings, and we don't want that. And so at this point, we have enough individuals who would really like to have a day program closer to their community. So we were able to find that location in Warsaw, working through getting it licensed, and those individuals will be able to maintain relationships with their peers in their current program, while also transitioning back into their own community.
Yeah. So let's talk about the location. I think we hit the jackpot on the location. Tell me how you feel like we'll be able to best utilize that space.
I love this space. It's so big, which is a great, great asset to a day program because it provides a lot of space as far as different areas and different rooms in the program where we can provide structured activities. For example, we have the kitchen. That'll be a great place for cooking, cleaning, those kinds of things. We'll have an area set up for a game room. Individuals can go in there and they can play either board games or card games or shuffleboard or whatever that looks like for the day. We'll have a different area for arts and crafts and those kinds of things. We'll also have multiple conference rooms and office spaces so that other employees within the organization and even the individuals' teams can come meet in the program. So that will help integrate team members into the program, interacting with their individuals and being able to see them more often.
So I know I'm a little bit on the outside of the day program. You're in it day in and day out. What some of the structure in that has changed? Tell me what the structure of the day program looks like at this point as far as staffing goes.
Yeah. So as far as staffing, DMH requires no more than 6 clients per 1 staff member. We like to keep that more around 4 individuals per staff member. And when we're sending groups out in the community, we like to send at least 2 staff with them so that there's always 2 staff present. And being able to keep that ratio around the 4-to-1 allows us to provide a bit more of an individualized service. And so we're able to structure the program really around the goals that are in each person's plan. So sometimes it's cooking goals. Sometimes it's just independent living can be pretty broad. So that may be cooking, cleaning, budgeting, those kinds of things. And we're able to work our activities around that. So the structure of each program is similar in the sense that they're there. Everybody's there, you know, 8:30 to 3:30. But it's also different because we're able to tailor what the schedule and the calendar looks like based on the needs of the individuals.
Okay. So Warsaw is a community that we've been in other services, but we haven't had a day program there yet. The community is super inclusive of our individuals and of service providers. How do you feel like we will fit into that in the Warsaw community?
We're really excited to be a part of the Warsaw community as far as the day program. We are really excited to work with local businesses, and not only in Warsaw, but Lincoln, Sedalia, other surrounding areas as well, where we will be in the community and out and about. And so we're really excited about that. The community is very welcoming. I think they're just as excited to have us as we are to be there. And so we have a great support system as well from the teams of the individuals. So these individuals, they live in the community. They're familiar with it. They have tons of ideas already on, we want to go here and we want to go here, which is super helpful. And we love to give them those opportunities. And so we can work that into the schedule as well. Their homes have ideas. The support coordinators have lots of ideas, and it's just a really great environment as far as the teamwork and collaboration that goes on.
So I know when I come to visit the day programs, everyone's having a good time. There's so many activities and outings occurring every single day. What does a typical day look like for those individuals?
Yeah, so the program is structured around 3 different elements. So the first being community integration. So we want to be out in the community as much as possible. Our other programs are in the community a minimum of once a day, but usually we're out in the community at least 2 times a day or more. And we have different groups that may go on different outings based on the goals and their plans or their interests. And so they spend a lot of time out in the community, but when they're not out in the community, they are at the program working on the other 2 key elements, the first being building positive relationships. So our staff are always modeling positive relationships with the individuals and with one another so that they can learn that skill. We also facilitate interactions between the individuals through games that we play, whether that be, you know, playing a card game and, well, I have to step out for a minute. Can you sit in for me and finish this game? And then at one point we had, you know, an individual and a staff member playing cards, and now we've got 2 individuals playing cards and they're interacting with one another. The third piece is independent living skills or activities of daily living, ADLs. And so we're focused on, you know, cooking, cleaning, really skills that they can take home and live a more independent life. For some individuals, that's budgeting. And we incorporate these really throughout the whole structure. So even when they're on outings, they're working on these things. But that may be through skill stations or that may be through a cooking activity. So, for example, on skill stations, we may be working on budgeting, and that may be learning how to write a check or how to exchange money with one another and how to count money back. We try to keep them interactive and hands-on so that they are learning those skills. And then as far as like independent living, more things you see at home, cooking, cleaning, those kinds of things, we, through a cooking class, it's not just, hey, here's 10 ingredients and a recipe, throw this together and have a snack. But it's more of, we want to make tacos and we have $25 and we have to make tacos for 12 people. Mm-hmm. Let's sit down. Let's budget that out. Let's figure out all the ingredients that we need. Make a list. We're going to go to the store. We're going to get all of those items. We're going to purchase those and we're going to exchange money with the cashier, have that face-to-face interaction, bring it back, and then we're breaking it down and cooking the actual meal and enjoying that together.
I know just in the transfer of the 5 years since the first program opened, I've been so impressed with you and your team of how meaningful the day is. And when programs start and every program kind of finds their own way through it, I know that, you know, TV and videos and electronics can be a huge piece of that. And that's not a piece or a large piece of what your guys' program is at Excel. And so talk about that a little bit as far as has that been different for some of our individuals, and how have you been able to achieve so much success with very few electronics and technology?
So the whole world is built around technology and electronics. And I was even thinking when I was talking about the interactions with cashiers, so many places now are self-checkout. Mm-hmm. And so we don't want to limit the individuals from learning those skills, because those are a useful skill in today's world. But we also want to focus primarily on face-to-face interactions and conversations and being able to build those social skills with one another. And so it's a balance. For the most part, our programs, we do not have TVs. We do not have computers. We don't even have Wi-Fi that our individuals can access. They have their own tablets and their own phones, which they bring, and that's fine. But we're not providing those things. We're not focusing on, okay, we watched 6 movies this month. If mm-hmm. we watch a movie, we're going to the movie theater. And so that's really cool. For some individuals, it is an adjustment, because they may come from a program where that's not the standard, or they may just be used to accessing their tablet at home as much as they want. And so it can be an adjustment. But I would say, overall, in the long run, they're building those relationships and they get such a benefit out of that, that it's not a focus long term for the individual. They move on from that and they're excited to see their friends. They're excited to play games with their friends and they get competitive, and that's what it becomes about.
Mm-hmm. I know just from visiting with the individuals and the families and our other programs that, it's really creating that meaningful day and those connections throughout the day. And then they can spend their evenings and their downtime, you know, watching movies and being on their phone. They have people to talk to. They have conversations to have with the people that they live with about what their day looked like. So I know just the transition away from that being a focus has been really successful for a lot of our individuals.
Yeah, and we've had individuals who have built relationships with one another that are in a place where they're strong enough where they're wanting to hang out outside of the program, which is really awesome when they come to the program on a Monday and they have a story about, I met up with so-and-so this weekend and we played basketball at the park. And so those meaningful connections are happening in the program, but they're also happening outside of the program due to the relationships that they're building during program hours.
So if we have a family support coordinator team that wants to get connected with Excel in Warsaw or any of our other programs, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, they can reach out to me. My information is on our website, and it's a super easy process. We have a form that they can fill out. It gives us all of the necessary information up front about the individual. From there, we will set up a meeting. They can come tour the program. They can do trial days and try out the program before they make that commitment. And then we just go through the process of requesting those authorizations and getting them set up. And I would say the same for local businesses in the Warsaw area, Sedalia area, Lincoln, any surrounding areas of the Warsaw area. We want to be connecting with local businesses on opportunities that we can provide to our individuals, but also ways that we can give back to the community. So we are always looking for volunteer options for our clients as well. They love to volunteer, and it teaches them so many valuable skills. So if they could reach out to me as well, they can find my information on the website and we can touch base and go from there.
So what's next? What has to happen between now and when we're set to open this summer?
So right now we are continuing to work through those inspections. We had our first visit of three. So the next one is scheduled, and then hopefully we'll breeze through those inspections and everything will be great. If not, I think that we have a little time worked into where I don't foresee us being pushed back at this point past June 1st. So once we have that final inspection scheduled, we will set up what we call an open house so that individuals who are transferring to the program or just people who are interested in their team, their family members, people in the community who are curious about the program, they can come visit, they can come see it for themselves, and we can continue building those connections.
Danielle, thanks for taking a minute to sit down. I know you have lots to get back to, day program teams, inspections, all of those things. Any questions or comments before you get out of here?
I don't think so. We're just really excited to get program number 6 open and running and move on to the next big thing, whatever that will be.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.